Hey, Wiffle Ball World, this is Bumpy Martinez from the Palisades Royals, bringing you Wifflecast episode number 10. Today we're going to have the Palisades Pirates, previously known as the Astros. The Astros are coming off a disappointing season where they were 2-20. They locked down that number one overall draft pick and are very likely to take Mike Wiener. They could make some noise this year. Wifflecast 10 with the Pirates next.
I got Bobby Daly, I got Dakota Kenny, and I got Maniscalco on the line. So, Bobby, you on the air there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, manager of the Palisades Pirates, formerly known as the Astros. Let's do a little introduction, each one of you guys. Bobby, tell me a little bit about yourself.
This will actually be my 10th year in the league. Originally, we're the Pirates to begin with. Switched a couple teams here and there, and after inheriting the Astros, I decided to relocate us to Pittsburgh. Now we're the Pirates.
How about DK? DK, you in there?
9 years in the season to the PWBL. I think I'm number two on all-time hit leader, or maybe number three. I'm not even sure anymore. I love wiffle ball and showing up every day as much as I can. I just love shit talking. You know, that's my dick thing. Definitely love picking. Making fun of the Diamondbacks.
Making fun of the Diamondbacks. Okay, we got Maniscalco on there.
So about me, this is ninth year in. I've made playoffs every year except for 1 year. Unfortunately, we missed one game when I was with the Dodgers. I went to the show twice with Dakota and Bobby. We didn't win it that year. However, a couple years later, with the Brewers, we won championship. Field of the year multiple times. Love big moments. And if you guys have seen the videos, you know I'm in a bunch of them.
Let's see. So I got Bobby Daly. He's got 261 career hits. He is the all-time hit leader. DK, I believe, has 205. You are second on the list. And yeah. is this right? Maniscalco's got 204, and he's third on the list?
Yep, right there. Uh-huh. Yep, you went right in order. 1, 2, 3.
That is pretty sick.
It might be a big aspiration goal for this year, but I'm going to try to be the first at 300 hits this year. This season.
Whoa, you're going to have to get 29.
Wow. That's I like that.
Yeah, that's not a bad
idea. My goal is just to never let Joey pass me on hits, so that motivates me.
Yeah, he's one
you know,
behind.
I already let all my pitching stats go, you know. I didn't really care anymore. No, but that one stat, I just can't let it happen. I got to keep hitting.
You guys own a ridiculous amount of stats. I think DK's fifth all-time in homers, 10th all-time in RBIs. I think Maniscalco's 6th all-time in home runs. I don't know if you knew that. You guys had a very, very good season, probably one of the best seasons ever. So what year was that?
That was 2010.
What was 2011?
We were the White Sox.
And what was the record?
It was 19-3.
You guys win the chip that year?
No, we the Blue Jays kept on their three-peat. They were tough. Tough road to climb those years.
Now, you're coming off a disappointing season. I can't beat you up too bad because out of your two wins, one was against the Royals. thanks to DK after the freaking trade. Thanks a lot. That probably knocked us out the playoffs.
You got it.
Where do you think you're going to end up this year? You had two wins all last year. 11 usually gets you into the playoffs?
Honestly, I'm not really looking at last year and bringing it into this year because it's like a totally new roster. Dakota was with us for a few games, but I think like being away for a while and the experience that we could each bring, I think we are like, it's just a whole new roster. We're starting from scratch. We get the first pick overall. Hopefully we're adding an arm to help us make a playoff push, but I think our bats and me and Dakota at least can do enough on the carpet to put us into contention all year long. So I don't see us being – I wouldn't really replicate last year going into this year, a whole new page.
So 2018 rotation is going
to
be –
we're definitely looking forward to this. We got the arms. We got the bats. We're hoping the draft, you know, we can fill in those key roles that we need. Like another arm would be great and another bat would be great, but we'll see.
Well, you're definitely in a position where you got the first overall pick. That could be a potential push that you guys, you know, are looking for to get into the playoffs. So Bobby Daly and DK are going to do majority of the pitching 2018?
It all depends on who's there in the draft at the end of the day. Right now, it's kind of no surprise that not too many people, or at least very well known around the league, is in it, except for Wiener. And he's had some arm trouble towards the end of last year, but the guy's only about, what, a season or so removed from a Cy Young dominant performance. When you add that with Dakota's velocity, my ability to, like, switch pitches around, kind of, like, change pace, I think the three of us, if everything goes smoothly, I think we'll be a pretty balanced team, pretty hard to knock out.
Joey, last year you hit the most home runs that you've ever hit. You ended the season batting 263, and you were in an incredible slump. I think you might have got maybe one hit, right? Like the whole first half of the season.
Actually, I started the year 0-for-20. I had people don't remember, I ripped my bicep tendon and my rotator cuff, and I was just coming back from an injury. So it was tough to go in. I went back to work. I missed a few games early on, and it wasn't right. You know, just didn't come together. But I ended the season with 83 at-bats, you minus 20. So I went with 60 at-bats, 20 hits, 8 of them were home runs. I don't know. If I go into the season like that, I think I might have an MVP year.
Well, exactly. If you carry that, you know, carry that into it. I mean, I saw you bat against Ollie. You got some good rips against him. You hit a triple off of him and won a game. And you pitched a solid 3 or 4 innings against us last year. It's kind of.
Do we all have a win against the Royals last year?
Let's see. The Yankees beat us.
Dakota collectively, though.
Astros beat us.
I also have, I think, one win for the Royals.
So, DK, let me ask you something. Are you the league doorknob? And the reason I say that is because it seems like everyone gets their turn with you. You know, it seems like you've been on every team.
I love stirring the pot. I'll go up to guys and say, you know, trade me at this point of the year. Get something for me. Let's make it work. I honestly planned on retiring 2 years ago. Last year, I really thought it was my last year. And then, you know, Bobby was like, let's, if you're going to play one more, you know, let's do it with me, you, and Joey. Let's see if we can try to get that team back together. Because, I mean, people might underestimate us. You know, we're definitely not as young as, like, the Mikel Rass or Jordan, you know, who are like early 20s. But still, you know, I think us three together, you know, we proved it year in and year out, especially when we were the Expos. You know, it wasn't our most successful year. However, we were just losing games by 1-2 runs. Like, we were honestly one big hitter away. You know, if that kid Ty, who we had ended up trading for or picking up, if he ended up showing up for us, we probably actually would have probably maybe made the playoffs that year. But that's once again speculation. But I love playing for different teams. I mean, everyone in the league knows me. I love talking shit. I love messing with people's heads.
So let me ask you guys this individually. Joey, if there's a team you love to see lose in the league, who is it?
Well, obviously that's what Dakota was saying. It's got to be the Expos now. Just I love picking out people. At first when I was playing, it was against Rob. I loved beating him. I beat him twice when he first joined the league. And now it's Ty, like his team. He could have played for us. We could have had a big year. So
I
like picking people out and hopefully big plays.
How about you, DK? I guess you already gave us your answer.
You know what? It's a tie between the Diamondbacks. It's just the Diamondbacks, you know. I love playing with Diamondbacks. I love playing against the Diamondbacks. I love messing with them because, you know what, especially when I face guys like Kenny Stengel when I'm on the mound, all I have to do is throw lobs to him and talk shit to him, and he can't hit me. It's awesome. And then Garrett, you know, Garrett, they're all very good wiffle ball players, but the fact being that we could still mess with them and get in their heads, I enjoy it.
How about you, Bobby? You got a team that you don't mind watching lose.
Any team that I'm facing, I want to lose every time. But I guess in a whole, I'm going to start with the defending champions. You know, they got the targets on their back. I don't want to see them win it again, and I want to be able to dethrone them. They got a good duo. They got some good pieces. They got a good rapport, obviously. The brothers know what they're doing. But I love battling against them. I love going up against the best pitcher in the league. I like going up against they both can rake. And, yeah, I definitely don't want to see them. I was happy for them. They celebrated. I was there for that, but not this year.
Is there a team out there that you wouldn't mind seeing win you got a soft spot for?
Any team that's not my team, I don't want to see win. But if I had to choose, like, one, I guess, I don't know. Honestly, I'm not trying to gas you up there, Bumpy, but the Royals have been starting from the cellar, kind of going back and forth a little bit. Would be kind of fun to see you guys make a trip if it's not us.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say that. we're
gotta show some love, you know.
You know, I appreciate it. We're on the bubble and we're trying to get there.
That's like the best part about this league. I mean, every team in this league like can have one player, like one game-winning home run away from going from the middle of the pack to the front runners. That's the best part about this
league.
It is wiffle ball. I have a blast with you guys. I love talking shit. I love throwing my shoes around. I like, you know, the competitive nature. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we all want to win, and we're all going to try to get the best of each other. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to a good competitive year from top to bottom.
Joey, what's the most intense game that you've ever played with?
Those two, it's hard to pick one. But I think I got to go with the championship one, because the ending result was a championship that year. It's been in the league 9 years, and I got one under my belt, and that's something I take pride in, because all these guys have ever won it. You know, they've won tournaments here, there, you know. At least big names, but I feel like I was a little under the radar a couple of times, and just that one big shot I got off Fleecer to win that championship, that's got to be one of the best feelings in the world.
Who's the poster boy of the league? The golden boy. Is there one?
Today? If you were to go throughout the years, I could give you a bunch of different ones.
Go ahead. Break it down.
It's got to be the McElrath.
That makes sense.
It's got to be the McElrath or Jordan.
That makes sense.
Those three, you know, today, they're the ones bringing the new followers, the new gathering. They bleed wiffle ball. They love it.
And they're getting better?
You know, back
I don't know.
Day,
we have to go with Johnny Whiffs.
Johnny Whiffs, yeah.
Yeah, Whiffs is an exciting player.
When he wears those spandex, you know, that just gets me going.
He didn't opt out this year, so I'm still a little butthurt about that.
Yeah, no, that was tough not to get him on our team.
There's definitely a lot of butthurt in this league right now because no one opted out for the draft.
So that leaves a little
chip on our back as the Pirates, so we're ready to take them all down.
How about
I'll tell you the anti-poster boy.
That's my next question.
Shout out to my man Jay, who wants to like vote down every single trade and every single thing just to say no. Yes is apparently not in his vocabulary, but
I would give give Jay a vote as well. How about you guys?
Yeah, me too.
Who's the villain? Yeah, it might be unanimous.
Yeah, we have to say Jay.
All the love in the world for him when he's not voted by trades down, but sometimes he just stirs the pot just to stir it.
Okay, there's a segment here I want to do. I want to call it drop some knowledge. We got Bobby Daly, who is the all time hits leader, lifetime batting average of .293. Bobby, could you give us some insight? Give us some pointers on your approach.
I don't know. I mean, when I started the league with these guys, me and Dakota, at the very least, we were playing some varsity baseball. So I think like timing is like a really big thing. I mean, then like at the same point, it's like as weird as it sounds, it's like the opposite also, because these balls they drop at like an incredible amount. So I think just like try to stay patient, and like everybody knows in the entire league that I don't walk. I go up there to hit. That's my goal every time. I guess quick hands, just discipline at the plate. You just gotta like, you see a pitch you like, you gotta go right after it. I mean, it kind of seems like common sense, but just I think bat speed is really my thing. I'm not gonna hit for power. I'm not gonna hit 25 home runs. I'm not gonna do all that, but I'll take it the other way. Same concept with baseball. If it's outside, I go outside with it. If it's inside, I pull it down. Just try to get a better edge on the pitcher and see what he's working with.
do you stand in a specific spot in the box when you're in the batter's box?
I typically, as a lefty, I typically like to crowd the plate. I love Ryan McElrath. I think he's the best pitcher in the league. But I also love facing him. If he's on with his screwball as a lefty, it gives me a big advantage because I stand a lot closer. So if I think it's somewhat going to hit me, I'm swinging because it's coming right back into my sweet spot. Like most lefties, we typically like it around low, about like knee high, a little bit inside. So I try to take it away from the pitcher. I don't want him to be able to work with both sides of the plate. He's got to pick one and try to pinpoint that.
Do you do anything differently if you got two strikes on you?
I never ever want to strike out looking. So if it's close enough, I'm going for it.
Yeah, it's very hard to. I've seen you foul the most pitches off probably out of anybody out there. Now I got a question for DK, and maybe you guys can answer this as well. How do you keep DK motivated? Because when he's properly motivated, he's one of the best pitchers in the league. But he'll in mid game he could be pitching a no hitter. He'll just do something crazy. He'll lob the ball or something.
We try to every time he comes off the mound, I think Joey could attest to it. We like try to flip the script real quick and focusing his mindset on getting up there and getting a clutch base hit, give us some more breathing room. So when he gets back out there and he wants to throw a lob or have a little fun, it is what it is. But right when we get off the field, he gets 1-2-3. We go up to bat, and we're not going down 1-2-3. So try to stick that mindset in him a little bit. I mean, for me personally, I like having fun in the league. You know, I've been on a lot of losing teams in the past, a lot of losing teams. It gets to the point where I'm throwing no-hitters and my team can't even put up a run. It gets frustrating. So I got to the point where I'm like, why am I killing my arm for coming in mediocre last place every single year? So I decided, you know what, let me have fun with it. Let me keep this interesting. Let me play around with other players' heads, see what I could do. This year I'm going into it with a different mindset. I'm going back into it like we're year one or two and we're coming in and we want to win. I want to go out with a championship. I don't want to retire without one. And you know what? I think me, Bobby, and Joey together with the right key pieces, people are going to be in for a rude awakening when they see what we could do.
Is there anyone you want to call out? Anything you want to,
Oh, yeah, 100%. Calling out the Diamondbacks, I love calling them out. You know, they can never beat me. It's awesome. Even every time we face them, they just can't beat me. They can't hit me. It's really a good time, you know. Definitely want to call out the Brewers, you know, Jay, you suck, you know, I'm calling him out. I call out the McElraths, I call out Jordan, I call out the Dodgers, I call out every single team, because yeah, I'm still a little buttered that not one guy wanted to opt out this year to play with us, so we're going to stick it to them. But, like I said, we're coming to the field with a chip on our shoulders, so everyone's free game. I'm going to be getting in everyone's head.
I'm telling you right now, you reflected on some of the stats, and granted, played for a long time, those stats accumulate, but I'll give Joey a lot of credit, too. I think me and Joey are still the only two players that I just finished my ninth consecutive year of 20-plus hits. Joey just finished his eighth. I think on average we're around 26 hits. Dakota's right there. I mean, just the three of us in one lineup having around 100 hits for the season. We're not exactly we're not a team for anybody to laugh at. There's not one pitcher in the league that can get up on the mound, and that not one of our at bats can they really say that that's an easy out. And I think this year we're gonna finally get the credit that we deserve.
We've been in this league 9 years. We've gotten really close with a lot of these people, and we played with them maybe in the entire league. But in the end, like, this is all fun, and I love most of these guys in this league. You know, some guys are new, some are just coming up. So all the guys in the minors listening, we're just all bullshit talking. It's a great time. We love playing, and it's even better when we win. And don't get me wrong, I hate it when people are like, oh, Astros or whatever the team they're going to be, yeah, they're not going to do that well this year. Well, we love it. We want that. Give us, feed us more. We're just going to show you guys what it's all about.
Yeah, no, that well said, Joe. I got to agree with him. You know, listen, I love shit-talking to you. That's what I do. But when it comes push to shove with this league, I love this league. Obviously, I've been in it 9 years myself, going on my 10th, I believe. I have to double-check that, or vice versa. He's literally, this league is the best league I've ever been part of. And like I said, I played in football leagues, baseball leagues, basketball leagues, kickball leagues, every league you could possibly imagine. And this is the one league that still gets me.
Big shout-out to Brett. Brett does a fucking tremendous job. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on this thing, but I can't tell you, I can't stress enough how much I appreciate what he's done for the league, and some people like you, Bumpy, doing these podcasts, and people doing the forums, all the writers, all the everybody, and I think that's what like makes us such a good, cohesive, and like evolving league. Everybody's really starting to catch on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a very sophisticated vocabulary, okay? I graduated college.
I respect that. I respect that. No, just to tag on real quick what Bobby was saying, like, Bumpy, yo, if you guys doing all this, you know, doing the podcast, you know, writing articles, doing everything, keeping the league active, that doesn't go unseen, man. We really appreciate that, because that kind of brings back to what the league was built around. When we first, you know, when Brett first found this league and we jumped on, you know, a long time ago, we felt like it wasn't just a league. It was a family growing, friendships. Like, till this day, I still talk to Pete Montanez. I still talk to guys that I played with in 2008, 2009. It's not about just the competition, which it is the most competitive league, but it's about the friendships and basically how everything goes, you know, how much fun we have together. It's a good time. You know, and anyone that's not part of this league, I really, you know, I recommend it. I'm not bad-mouthing any other football leagues out there or any other leagues, but this is the best league you could join.
Without a doubt. I plan on playing this game until I'm on a stretcher and somebody has to wheel me out or I run out of shoes to throw. Either one. I'm going to come back every year. And it's you guys make it. You make me excited to come to the field and stick around and watch other games and watch other guys' intensity. And, like, we might be the one group to fuck around maybe a little bit too much here and there, but at the end of the day, everyone's there to outdo the other team and the other player. And just think about the minors. The minors are growing tremendously. I mean, I think me and Joey played a medium-pitch tournament. We had these two kids come up to us and, like, oh, you played for the Astros. Like, they played for the minors. And, like, I felt bad. I didn't know who they were, but it just goes to show you, like, people everywhere are recognizing this league, like, and it's just amazing to be a part of.
You're right about that. I think it was last year or the year before. I went out to a tournament in Long Island, and we just kind of found it. We were looking for a tournament. It was an indoor tournament, and when we get there, there were kids that were there, and apparently they knew that. That we played in the Palisades. It was me, Nick, and somebody else. And, you know, we were like celebrities in this wiffle ball tournament. I'm gonna make one last attempt here to make the first trade ever live on a podcast. You guys don't want to be a part of that?
We messed up. You should have got us on.
Bumpy, all due respect, man. Take that trade and shove it.
Bumpy, I will say I did try real hard to work out a trade, which I'm not going to say on a podcast right now what the team was or what the situation is, to try to help you out as best as I could. But at this moment in time, we're not going into this year looking at it as a year one start to rebuild. Like, we're going into week one thinking we're going to be a lock for a playoff.
We're winning it all.
I'm going to go eat some pizza, guys.
Hi, brother.
Good stuff.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks.
I appreciate it, man. And you don't want to know something? I'm a fan, man. I'm a Pirates fan. After this interview.
Yeah, we got one.
I'm a Pirates fan. You guys are a fun bunch. And you're a tight group. And, hey, I think you're one of my favorites now as well. You know, I want the Pirates to win some games. Just don't beat us, huh?
Bumpy, it's always a pleasure, brother. We'll definitely, you'll definitely be hearing me shit talk the rest of the league. So get ready.
Okay. All right, guys. I appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
Thanks, brother.
All
right. Thanks.
See you in the field, guys.
And that concludes episode 10. Join me next time with Anthony Bevilacqua. He can pitch, he can hit, and he can feel with the best of them. This is Bumpy Martinez signing off.